We did all right up there in Spencer. It's different competition. We wanted to go through and see some different schools and a little higher competition. And Spencer's right up there at the top of the state boards right now. So we walked in. We kind of started off with our 3D side of the tournament there. Trying to hope for us, we were kind of looking to get in that 16-20, 16-30 range to start building on what we've done to get that range going. And you know, our kids improved, and they went up into that 16-42 is what we ended up. Took second place. Spencer had a great showing. They beat us by 9 points at a 16-51. It was a great showing all the way around. They had some really good shooters going on. We had some really good shooters going. The team just looked well. Middle school also, I'd have to look here real quick. Yeah, we dropped in. Our middle school competed at a little higher level. We're not quite to where we want to be there, but they're showing improvement. But that Spencer middle school team is strong, and I think they're probably looking, I think, as a state title out of Spencer in the middle school this year. So they're really strong.
So Coach, let's talk about your individual results. And your boys' leader, Connor Johnson, talk about him.
Yeah, Connor, he had a pretty good round up there. He had one arrow he didn't like out of the whole thing, but he shot pretty well, shot a 283. He actually tied for first place, took second overall, but tied for first place. He shot one less 10 than the other kid, so because of the tiebreaker rules, he goes into second. Carter Smith had a strong showing at a 281 with us again. Hank Roberts, you know, he came in at fifth place, right behind Carter in fourth at a 277. So, yeah, we had some strong showing in our boys there too. So, and then we dropped down. We had Lily Johnson, which is Connor's sister. She's a freshman this year, really coming on strong. She shot a 273. She was actually wrestling in Logan Magnolia earlier in the morning and flew up during the day just so she could shoot up there. So she shot at 215 for 3D. She walked in the building at 214 and went up there. So to be rushed like that and come into a fourth place finish at 273 is great. Hallie Copeland, she shot a 266, took sixth place up there. So, you know, and then Mariah Hadley at a 262, took 10th place. So, you know, we medaled six people up there on that tournament just in the 3D side. So
very good. We'll go to the bullseye now, Coach, and let's talk about those results at the Spencer on Saturday.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. We came in there looking to improve on what we've done, and we did. We improved as a team. Like we talked last time, you know, that bottom side of our archers are really starting to improve. You know, there were some fun things that were going on in that tournament. As a coach, you just kind of watch things, and I've discussed it with some other people, but you know, at the end, the last round, Lily had just got their shot, her 3D side, ran over to the next building. She's going to shoot bullseye. Just because of weird pairings, and it doesn't happen very often, they pair Lily Johnson with Connor Johnson on the same target.
I see that.
So they're shooting on the exact same target, and
ooh, Lily wins.
they started smoking the center of the target, and the whole crowd just started watching this thing. Lily ends up shooting a 289, beats her brother who shot a 288, 1 point. And it was down to just millimeters of, you know, that 1 point right there. So it was a really fun thing to see at the end there, but we had some really strong showings. Madeline Blake Flores, she's been playing basketball, kind of had a knee injury, so she hadn't been practicing, came back. Her form's good. We've always known she's going to pop a score someday, and she popped a 279 out for us up there in Spencer. So, you know, we lost to Spencer. They shot a 33-27, which is a really nice score in the state of Iowa right now, breaking that 3,300 mark. We're still looking for that 3,300. We're going to get there. We're down to 3,285, but we're moving. I've kind of talked to some of my coaches and stuff about that. The good thing about those numbers are that 3,285 that we got there, we got 100 points sitting out there that we know we can go get.
Yeah.
So we're coming up. Spencer, talking to their coaches, he really thinks their peak's a 33-20 to 33-30. So they shot their peak already. So they're peaking early in the season. Hopefully they can keep growing. I'd like to see them grow too, but we know we're just slowly building like we do. We just have this knack about us. I don't know what the secret formula is, and I'm not going to mess with it, but we always seem just to build through January into February when we finish strong. So sometimes, you know, teams peak a little early and then fall off. So I'm hoping that's not what Spencer's doing, but they kind of peaked on us yesterday. So, but it was a fun tournament all the way around. And yeah, we medaled Connor in second place, Carter in third, Hank in fourth. And the bullseye side of it, Brett Drager, another surprise. Brett dropped up in 270 course. He came in at eighth place there. So we medaled four boys in the top 10 up at Spencer. And then, of course, on the girls' side, we had Lily, if that 289, shot second place. Madeline Blake was in third at 279. Hallie took a fifth place up there to 277. And, you know, so we medaled three girls in the top 10. So medal-wise, I mean, we showed out well. So couldn't be more proud of what the kids did. So